I'm joined in the studio by 90.7's economic analyst Hank Fishkind. Hank, let's talk about the Anderson Economics Report. Now, this ranks Florida's business tax burden as one of the highest in the country, quite different to what other researchers have found. What do you make of this report on Florida's business friendliness?
Well, when I checked on it, because I was so surprised, turns out that it's not true. They made a huge mistake in their calculations of Florida's property tax, which caused them to believe wrongly that Florida is an expensive place to do business. Correcting Anderson's mistake, Florida would rank 15th in terms of tax burden, so it's very low, not very high.
That's instead of 45th?
Instead of 45th, fifth highest in the country.
That's a pretty big difference. How did they make this mistake?
Well, they made the mistake because they didn't actually get the data for Florida property tax, which was available from the Department of Revenue. Instead, they attempted to estimate it, and they misestimated it by a factor of 20.
And you're saying they estimated property taxes at $18 billion. Florida Department of Revenue says it's actually $5 billion. I mean, that is a pretty big difference.
Yeah, it is.
Now, have you talked to them about it? What have they said?
Well, I called them up and sent them the data to show them where I think the problem is, and they haven't yet responded.
Well, let's talk about some of those aspects of the correct data. Now, you say that Florida property tax is actually below the national average, but other taxes like utility and unemployment are higher. I'm wondering, Hank, do you think there should be some sort of rebalancing so Florida is more in line with other states, or is it a little too simplistic?
No, it would help us to balance these taxes. We know that there is an issue with Florida's unemployment compensation taxes that business pays, and that's an outgrowth of the severe Great Recession and the impact on Florida. But utility taxes are an issue and have been an issue in Florida for some time. We don't have a corporate income tax, so we need to collect our monies in some way. Sales taxes seem to be the best way to do it in Florida, but we need a broader base. And so our revenue structure suits our state, but does have some competitive issues.
Do you think there's any kind of appetite for changing that tax structure?
Well, there's been some appetite to cut taxes. Whether there's an appetite to cut taxes in a way that would really be competitively advantageous to us remains to be seen. There's been proposals to reduce property taxes across the board and to straighten out some of the problems and distortions in our property tax system by substituting more sales tax or by reducing the loopholes in the sales tax system. But that's gotten very little progress.
Well, let's move on to another report, a study by the Kauffman Foundation, and it was sponsored by Thumbtack.com, and it ranks small business friendliness of states and cities. And according to this report, Orlando was ranked a C, which is an improvement from their 2012 study, but still not great. Hank, what does this study tell you about Orlando and Central Florida's economy?
Well, it wasn't surprising at all. It relates to business attitudes as opposed to economic metrics. Nevertheless, attitudes are important. And one of the biggest problems that the study identified was the ability of businesses to start their business, to get their licenses and permits. Now, in part, that comes about in Florida because of the abuses that we've suffered in the past. Many people like to come to Florida, and we've had very abusive professional services and real estate services from those who have come from other states. And therefore, the state of Florida is particularly cognizant of that and has some rather stringent standards, especially for professional services. And so that is why some businesses find it hard to start, but it protects the consumers and it protects the state of Florida.
Do you get the sense that Orlando is a good place for small businesses here in Florida?
I certainly do. It's reasonable to get the licenses and permits. The benefit for small businesses is the strength of the overall economy. And so economies that generate a lot of tourism and leisure type of jobs create a lot of opportunity for smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you weigh these studies, the Anderson Report and the Kauffman Foundation survey, against something like employment statistics, are they a realistic measure of how things are going?
Well, you certainly have to look at the data. I mean, I find it interesting that although Florida has a relatively low tax burden, many of the states that ranked with relatively low tax burdens aren't the states that have the strongest job growth. The strongest job growth in this country is in California and Texas, and they rank in the middle or below average in terms of tax burden. So it's not just about taxes. I mean, states that don't have much to offer have to have very low tax burdens because that's all they have. Mm-hmm. States that have a lot to offer, like Florida, California, Texas, don't necessarily have to have the lowest tax burden in order to have a vibrant economy.
I've been speaking with 90.7 economic analyst Dr. Hank Fishkind. Hank, thanks very much.
Matthew, good to be with you.